This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are a day away from spring, and with the arrival of spring, quite a few people are now beginning to raise chickens on their property. You know, they're not bringing in a whole bunch of them, but they'll raise half a dozen to a dozen chickens and raise them for the farm fresh eggs and for the manure. And I have two nieces that raise chickens in their backyard, and they're just loving it. And I came across a book called Gardening with Chickens. And the author is Lisa Steele, and she's from Maine, so that made it even more interesting, and wrote a great book to tell you how to take care of chickens and how they work for you. They'll eat all the insects and give you all the manure for your garden. So we invited her on this morning to tell you a little bit about gardening with chickens. Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on and help our listeners for the idea of possibly raising a few chickens in their backyard and using them to have a better garden.
And you really did just sum it up. I mean, you summed up my book in one sentence. Just get them out there eating bugs, spreading manure, and just put them to work. I'm just trying to encourage people to kind of think outside of the carton of fresh eggs that you get from your chickens.
Now, how did you get started with this?
Well, my grandparents were chicken farmers in Massachusetts. So growing up, I grew across the street from their farm, and we had chickens as a kid. Like you said, just a small backyard flock, a handful of chickens. And, you know, then as an adult, we live up here in Maine, and we've got plenty of land. And so we have a small flock again. And I've been gardening for longer than I've had chickens, and it just kind of makes sense when you put them both together. So I thought the book just really was something that needed to be written to kind of let people know that, you know, like I said, your chickens doing what they do naturally. They love to scratch in the dirt. They love to eat bugs. So you put them to work doing what they like to do, and you've got some free garden help, really.
Exactly. I mean, I was looking through the book and read about a third of it here and there to get some ideas before the show, and you had some wonderful stories about them and what they do. Tell our listeners about having chickens for the first time and care for the chickens and what they will do for you in return when you take care of them.
Well, I do have chickens here in Maine. I don't know where your nieces live, but if they're in Maine, you know, obviously chickens can live in cold climates. They can live in the snow. They don't love it. They prefer the summers, like we all do. But I mean, they'll do fine, really, in any part of the country. They're pretty hardy. The main thing they need is protection from predators. You know, up here we've got coyotes, fox, we've got fisher cats, hawks, eagles, your neighbor's dog. I mean, pretty much anything will want to eat your chickens. So you do need to keep them protected, preferably in a large pen, you know, especially if you're at work all day. But if you protect them from predators and give them, you know, some space to exercise and get home from work, maybe let them out into your yard, into your garden, you know, they're going to live 10 or 12 years. they're going to lay eggs for maybe 3 or 4 of those years. And the rest of the time, they'll still keep pooping and eating bugs. So, you know, it's kind of a long commitment when you have a flock of chickens, but the egg laying, it, you know, can be a little short. But other than that, they really do just, they don't eat too much, especially if they can be out eating weeds and grass. And, you know, I throw them all my vegetable trimmings. And when you thin your seeds and when you cook dinner, you can give them your kitchen scraps. So there are ways to supplement their diet without feeding them strictly chicken feed. So it's not a really high cost investment either to get started.
Right. And my two nieces live in Portland. And they have a nice coop. They have a fenced-in area where when they're at work, the chickens can come out of the chicken coop and they can play in their area and they feed them. And then when they come home from work, they open up the door. The chickens run throughout the yard. And as you said, they'll eat a ton of insects. And even pick insects off of plants that are in their yard. And they clean up the yard where the chickens are and use it to fertilize their vegetable garden and their flower beds. They make a chicken manure tea that, I mean, it smells a little bit on the ripe side, but boy, does it make plants grow.
It does. It's a liquid fertilizer. That's in my book. I do that also when I feel motivated. But it's a really great way to get an all-natural, free liquid fertilizer. Chicken manure, as you know, is super high in nitrogen, so you got to be careful on your leaves of plants and seedlings and things. But if you let it age and ripen a little bit, it really is wonderful garden fertilizer.
It really is. Now, tell our listeners about the book, what they'll find when they read the book to help them to take care of chickens and have them in their yard.
Well, the book is, it's not necessarily written for a beginning chicken keeper. You know, if you're just getting started with chickens, you might want to, say, go to my website, Fresh Eggs Daily, you know, to get some basic chicken keeping advice on how big your coop should be and where you should locate it and breeds and that kind of thing. But assuming you have a small flock of chickens, you've kind of got the basics down and you're wanting to kind of incorporate them into your gardening. You know, I have tips on how to keep your garden safe from them because, of course, they're going to eat everything. I mean, if you let them out in your yard unsupervised, they'll eat all your landscaping, all your flowers. They'll eat your vegetables down to the dirt. So you do have to do a little bit of supervision, and timing is important. I talk about the seasons and the different ways you can use them, you know, through the fall and winter. Once you've harvested, I just let them run free in the garden, you know, because whatever's left over, they can have. They turn over the soil and they eat the scraps and that. But I do talk about, you know, in the spring and summer when you have things actively growing, kind of how to get the chickens working without completely eating your whole harvest, which is really important.
Right, exactly. I mean, you have to set the rules and, you know, because they'll peck at the ground and pull up young seedlings because of the nice tender shoots, it is important that they are supervised and not allowed to run free throughout the whole yard. But that's what my nieces do when they get home from work. They let them out. They love the exercise. And they'll go right across the lawn and they'll pick any insects that are there. They'll eat Japanese beetles and a whole bunch of other insects. So it does help to minimize the amount of spraying when you do have these insects. But tell our listeners about your website, because I went to it and there's a lot of information there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there really is. FreshEggsDaily.com. I have been writing on that, I think, since 2011. And I've got tons of articles on chicken keeping, raising ducks. We also have ducks. Also gardening, growing herbs. I'm a huge herb gardener. I really, really love growing herbs. They do well pretty much anywhere. They don't need a lot of care. A lot of them are perennial, even up here. So there's tabs across the top with topics, you know, that you can click on and everything's organized. But, yeah, there's just so much information, and it all kind of, there's a synergy between gardening and raising chickens. And as you mentioned, the spraying, you know, when you do have chickens in your lawn, you probably don't want to have, you know, chemicals applied to your lawn or have a lawn service coming with fertilizers and all that. But when you have chickens, you don't really need, I mean, I don't use anything chemical on my gardens or our lawns or our flowers. And the chickens really do reduce the bug load. I mean, we hardly ever find ticks on our dogs or our cats. We have very few mosquitoes. You know, the chickens really go around, and they like to eat bug larvae, too. So anything that some of the bugs dig into the ground over the winter, and they figure they'll hang out there till spring, and the chickens hopefully will find them and eat the bug larvae. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the bugs in the spring either, which is really nice.
Right. One of the things that you mentioned, my niece told me, she said, since they got the chickens, they found that there are no ticks, and they love to work out in the yard. My niece Lynn, she's a accountant and manages families and things like that, so she's under pressure, and to get out in the yard and relax in the garden and get in the soil, she just loves it. And
exactly.
they'll go out there, the chickens are walking around them, and as they dig, if there's a worm, the chicken will jump right in the garden and grabs a worm right out of the hole.
They will. They see the shovel and they get so excited, or a trowel, because they know that that means there's going to be worms and bugs. And they'll stand in a circle if I'm, say, planting a tree or whatever. They'll stand in a circle around the hole I'm digging. And they're looking, and they see things before I even see them. And they're just yanking worms out of that soil, which is a good point, too. I mean, they will eat worms. They'll eat toads. They'll eat snakes. So some of your beneficial garden animals, whatever you want to call them, I usually keep a bucket when I'm out in the garden with the chickens. And if I see a toad or worm I can get to before they do, I'll put it in the bucket, and then I'll put it back after I take the chickens out of the garden, because you don't just want them eating all your earthworms, you know.
Right.
You kind of want to save those for the garden. So,
would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Lisa Steele, and she has written a really interesting book called Gardening with Chickens. She grew up on a chicken farm with her grandparents and been with chickens for a long, long time, and took all of her experiences and the benefits of raising chickens in your yard. And even on the small scale, you don't have to have 100 chickens. Half a dozen or a dozen chickens will do an awful lot. Now, Lisa, where can people pick up a copy of your book, Gardening with Chickens?
Well, it's available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also find it at your local Barnes & Noble store. I know a lot of garden centers carry it. It's also available at Tractor Supply stores. So, you know, pretty much if you see books, hopefully it'll be there.
And it's something that's available right now with the arrival of springs and the young chicks that are being hatched and ready for shipping.
Yes, we're getting close to chick season here in Maine, even though we still have a foot of snow. But we're getting there. It's almost spring.
Right. Is there anything special about your book that you think people would benefit from reading the book, ideas and things?
Well, I think in general, it's kind of a unique topic. I mean, I think a lot of people have been gardening with their chickens and not really thinking about it necessarily or having a set plan. But like you said, you know, when you start, you know, digging a hole or picking a weed, the chickens are there. They're curious. But also things like using the manure. I mean, whether you have a compost pile and you just add it to your compost pile or you add it to your garden. You know, here in Maine where we don't garden through the winter, generally when I clean my coop out in the fall, I just rake all that straw and chicken manure and feathers and everything right over the garden so it mulches it through the winter. And all of that has just such great nutrients for the soil, and it adds to the soil structure. A lot of people add their eggshells to their garden soil to add a little bit of calcium to the soil for, you know, peppers and tomatoes and things like that that like a little more calcium. So, I mean, there's just so many ways to kind of incorporate your chickens into the garden. And I hoped in my book that I sort of made it make more sense and kind of flow through the seasons. so people had more of a plan maybe rather than just kind of opening the chicken run and letting the chickens out and just trying to keep them from eating all their plants, you know?
Right, right. So it has a plan with the book. It tells you what the chickens will do for you in return for you taking care of them, the benefits of eggs for the first few years, and then what they'll do to build up the texture and the quality of your soil with their manure, with the feathers. I mean, a lot of fertilizers have feather meal in it, and you've
exactly.
got the feathers from the chicken that you can blend in with your soil that will help to feed the microbes, the beneficial bacteria, encourage earthworms to come into your garden. So it's a little bit different way to think about gardening, and it expands your horizon and thoughts of gardening. And it can be an awful lot of fun, especially if you've got little kids that, you know, work and play around the yard. It will give them a lot of interest and build interest in gardening for the future.
It's true, and it's so much fun just to watch the chickens. I mean, even if your garden is just like a tomato plant on your patio, you know, just watching the chickens run around the yard, and like you said, they play, they chase each other, they take dust baths, you know, it's just very relaxing to get outside, put your feet up, and watch the chickens. It's kind of like gardening lowers your blood pressure and just gets you spending time outside. Chickens do the same thing. So, you know, whether you're a gardener and you're thinking about chickens, I know a lot of gardeners are nervous. You know, they've got a garden or a landscape yard and they're afraid the chickens will just destroy it, which they will if you give them a chance. I don't want to dissuade any gardeners from getting a few chickens because, like you said, there are huge benefits to having chickens if you are a gardener. You know, and vice versa, if you have chickens, why not plant a little garden? You're going to be outside with the chickens anyway, so, you know, get some gardens going.
Right, and as long as you supervise what they're doing, they'll stay out of your garden. They won't destroy it. They'll add manure to your lawn. And, again, when you add fresh manure like that to the ground and the feathers and all of the byproducts that they make, you're going to help to create a better soil, a better environment for your plants to grow, and you'll have a good time. But give us the website one more time so people can check that out also.
Sure, it's fresheggsdaily.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at Fresh Eggs Daily.
Fresheggsdaily.com. How can you beat that? Lisa, thank you so much for joining us, and take a look for her book, Gardening with Chickens.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com. to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed the talking with gardening with chickens. If you do have chickens and you know the benefits of it, but if you were thinking of bringing in chickens on your property, this would be a book. I mean, this doesn't tell you what to do, but it will tell you all of the benefits and things that you can do that you may enjoy. So take a look for it when you go to your local bookstore or on Amazon. Isaiah, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first?
All right. Up first, we have Susan from Johnson, Rhode Island, and she has a question about her fig tree.
Susan, good morning. How can we help you with your fig today?
Hi, Paul. I'm so glad that you and your wife are doing so much better.
Thank you.
Paul, I have a potted fig tree that we bring out in May and bring back in the end of October or whenever it gets cold.
Right.
Now, it is 4 years old, and it got its first, 5 years, I'm sorry, that we've had it, and it's got its first figs last September after
okay.
We already brought it in the house. They were only about as big as my thumb. They were tiny but very sweet. And someone told me I should root prune it this year. Should I? And if so, how would I go about that?
I'll tell you, I had three fig trees, and I grew them in Maine in containers, and they grew a fig that was inch and a half in diameter, which is the normal size of a mature, and they are so good. It's not like a fig Newton. It's got a whole unique taste, as you know, from eating them.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I did with the figs that I had, and I forgot to bring them in 1 year, and they froze in the pot,
And by the time I got him into the garage, I think that it created a problem. So what I would do is I kept him in my garage for the winter. I would wait in the fall until the leaves came off, give it a good drink, put it in my garage, which has no heat, but it's out of the weather. And that's what you need to do. If you live on Cape Cod or you live south, you can actually plant them in the ground and they will become winter hardy. My brother lived in Hyannis on Cape Cod and he had figs in his garden and they did very well. But when you get into a colder climate, they need to be protected during the winter or brought inside. And my plants were in a 24-inch diameter pot. And I grew them right on my deck. We had three of them. And the secret to having the best and the largest figs is June, July, and August. You feed them every other week with a liquid food. Now, Espoma, the people that make Holytone, they have a liquid food called Grow. And I would use this Grow fertilizer every 2 weeks. It has all of the beneficial microbes, the bacteria, and it has some fish emulsion. It has some seaweed, feather meal, bone meal in it. Plus all the beneficial microbes. And I found it that I had less of a problem than using a fish fertilizer. A fish fertilizer tended to attract animals.
Yes.
And the thing that would happen is I'd go out and I would have a dozen figs on a plant. And I'd go out the next day or 2 days later to see it. And I would be missing one or two, and the darn squirrels would be eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got away from using fish emulsion, using this Espoma Grow. It's organic with the beneficial microbes. And if you feed it every 2 weeks, your plant will increase in size by 25%. It will produce all kinds of fruit that are normally ready in August, September, and they do beautiful. But so you don't have to root prune them. You want to increase the size of your container. Now, how large is your pot?
Yes, my pot, I just measured it before I called you. It is 17.5 inches high and 22 inches across the top.
Perfect. Now, in that size pot, it can stay in there about 10 years.
Oh.
Because it's large enough that it can develop a root system in there. It's large enough that it holds enough soil to retain the moisture. But get into the habit that when it's really growing, that you keep the soil moist. And I watered mine every other day. And I fed it every other week with the Grow fertilizer, and I'm telling you, I had these figs that were 1.5 inches in diameter, and you could just bite right through it, and the inside was a pink to a red flesh. And it's got a totally different taste than Fig Newtons. So flavorful and delicious.
Oh, thank you so much for all of the advice. I wrote everything down, and I'm going to order my Espoma today.
You can go to your local garden center. They will have it there, but it's called Grow. And
Grow.
It's all organic, and it works wonderful.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Susan. You have a good time, and when they're ready, call us back, and we can talk about your figs.
I will. Oh, I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you need some help with your garden or you want some ideas, if you have an insect problem that you had last year and you want to try and avoid it, call us. The number is 855-660-5000. 4261. And if you're busy on a Sunday and you miss the show, go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. And you can listen to the show during the week. So that way you don't get to miss it. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Marley from Massachusetts. And they have a question about, well, actually they have some information that they want to let us know about chickens and about the gnats.
Okay. Marley, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Good morning, Paul. This is Marlene, and but I did, as I was waiting on to call, I did have a question. What is the solution that you use for the, I found a paper white that I missed, and I know you put some vodka in it.
Yes.
So the short, what is that?
If you take a quart of water and, okay. And 1 ounce of vodka, and you mix it up really well, and you water your paper whites with it, it will keep them from getting as tall and falling over. Because that's one of the main drawbacks with the paper whites. They're beautiful, they're fragrant, they're cheerful, and they come out at a time of the year where you need a little bit of a sign that, you know, winter's coming to an end, but they get so tall they flop over. And the Dutch that grow the paper whites and the tulips and everything else were playing around. I don't know if they were at a party or whatever, but they now say that if you take 1 ounce of vodka into 1/4 of water and water your paper whites, they'll stay shorter and they won't flop over.
Great. And that would work. I have one of those glasses, you know, where you can watch the roots. I was doing this for my grandchildren.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then my next, on the chickens, when she was talking about the chickens and people don't like it, you know, they do have, and I've seen that you can make like a portable chicken coop on wheels or somehow that on a drag or something like that, that you could with, and then, you know, make a special one with a run. And you can just move it around your yard.
Exactly. I forgot about that. Now, have you, you know, have so you, have you raised chickens before?
No, but I'm an old-time farmer. I don't have chickens now, but I grew up and I had a pet chicken, and I had it for years. And his name was Henrietta, and I used to carry it around. And then when my father would sell the chickens for, you know, to other people, and, you know, he'd, of course, do this early in the morning. And if the chicken was in the gallows, so to speak, I'd say, I'd go out there and I'd call for it because, you know, one chicken can look like another when you have 100 chickens in a coop.
Right.
And the chicken would answer me. And, I mean, that thing, I don't know, even remember how long it lived until its legs got so bad with arthritic that, you know, it was time that I, you know, but I carried it around. And, oh, it is, just petting the chicken is so soothing.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just like a dog or a cat, but this is a pet that you have outside, and you get the fresh eggs from her. And they'll go in the garden with you and eat the worms and eat the weed seeds, seedlings as you're cultivating. So it can be an awful lot of fun and educational at the same time.
Correct. And on the gnats, you know, besides the yellow paper, one thing I find that, you know, at night when it's dark and you don't have too many lights on, if I am sitting by my and reading the paper, and I have a glass of milk because I've had my supper there, the gnats will go to that milk. So perhaps if the lady puts a light on at night, because they'll come to my computer screen too.
Right.
But if the lady has a light to put by some of these houseplants and put a little bit of milk in it, they go for the milk. Don't ask me why or because it's liquid, but I'll tell you, I've had more than one gnat land in my milk.
So there are.
And
you know,
I didn't want that extra meat.
Yeah. You know, and it's nice, you know, people like you that will share things that you've done or you've seen. And that way we can eliminate some of the problems without spraying pesticides all over these plants in your house. And you're breathing the fumes from these chemicals that we're applying. And I think the movement of organics is really building right now. And people are realizing that we got to try and make things a little bit safer. And things like this yellow with the Vaseline, like you using a glass with a little bit of milk in it with the light on. I'm sure that they smell the milk. They go to land on it, and when they do, their wings get wet, and they can't fly, and they end up drowning in there. So it's a nice way to eliminate a problem that we're having without the use of toxic pesticides, especially inside the house. And I thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm so grateful that you and your wife are doing so much better, and you have helped us so much, especially me and everybody that listens. So enjoy the spring. It's coming.
It's coming, and before long, we'll get that newsletter back up and running. And I mean, we're looking forward to it, but her back just isn't ready for her to sit on that chair yet. And
absolutely, she doesn't need to be a hero for us.
Well, she wants to do it. Believe me, she's itching to do it. But thank you.
Okay, listen to her body.
Exactly. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all of the comments and the best wishes for her and me to recover. And we'll be back in the yard before you know it. Thank you.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Rocky from New Hampshire. And he has a question about his mountain laurels.
Rocky, good morning. How can we help you with your mountain laurel? What's happening to them?
Morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I think it's a wild mountain laurel that kind of showed up one year in my yard.
Okay.
And it faces north, and it's in the shade.
Right.
One year, after it started getting bigger, it had flowers. I think they were pink.
Right.
Pink to white. And ever since then, it has never flowered. About, I don't know, 10 years maybe.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how I can get it to have flowers again.
Okay. Is it planted in a flower bed, or is it growing wild?
No, it's growing wild on the bank. It's shaded amongst some pines and, you know, and a lot of ferns and stuff. But,
okay. What I would do is I would get a fertilizer called Holly Tone.
Made
Holly Tone or Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer. And both of these products are organic. They both have trace elements. They both have the microbes, and if you can feed them now and then again in the spring, well, whenever the snow melts and the ground is thawed, so, you know, late March and during the month of April,
sure.
And you use basically a handful of the Holly Tone for every 3 feet of height and width. So if your plant is 5 to 6 foot, you'd put 2 or 3 good handfuls, work it into the ground a little bit, and
yes,
do it spring and fall. Now, they make the flower buds during July, August, and September. So if you can feed them in the spring, and then again at the end of summer, then that will help them to make flower buds for next year. So feeding them now is not going to make flowers for this year. They make them a year in advance.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have David from Sandwich, and he has a question about moths.
Okay. David, good morning. How can we help you today?
No, I know we're short here, so I'll just make this quick. The local newspaper had an extra brochure this week about spring home and garden, and inside they have a large article about winter and gypsy moths. My question, the record lows and the record highs we've had this spring, does it affect the timing on putting on this dormant spray which I purchased?
The dormant spray should be applied when the temperature is above freezing. So if you get a day that it's 45 to 50 degrees, apply it. Because what the dormant oil does, you spray it. And when it lands on the egg, it will coat the egg with this oil. It's a highly refined oil. So it's nothing toxic, nothing that's going to hurt your plants. It's been cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. And you can even use it on herbs that you're going to eat as long as you wash it off. But you want to get it on the eggs early on, and it coats the shell, plugs up the little tiny holes that allows air to get in, and it suffocates them, and the eggs never hatch, and your problem is minimized. So as soon as you get a day that's 45 to 50, that way you've got several hours for the product to work. If you try and do it and it's 35, and then all of a sudden the clouds come in and the temperatures drop, it's not going to be as effective. So, and we should be getting days 40 to 50 degrees any time now. And spray your trees, your shrubs, anything that you've seen them on, and it will kill whatever you hit. So it's a good product, it's organic, it's safe, and it will eliminate many, many winter moth caterpillars on your trees and shrubs this year. And when you see that the caterpillars are on your trees, you can either use Captain Jack from Bonide, which is organic, or Garden 8. Either one of those two.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.